Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord. The smell of fresh maritime pine, of earthy rosemary, and a whiff of lavender transports me straight back into a holiday mode. I'm back on the mountainside in the Corbière, south of France, completely de-stressed and fully relaxed. A beautiful smell can transport you into a different world. And there's one kind of perfume that takes me straight back to when I was 4 years old. My mother must have worn it, and so far I was too shy to find out what it was. You just don't walk up to strangers in the street to ask them, "Excuse me, miss, what's your perfume?" They might misconstrue it somehow. Baking or cooking, more smells, which can bring endless memories for a lot of people. Smells of childhood. Smell is a powerful sense that can evoke whole worlds, more even than sight or sound. Our sense of smell is remarkable. More than any other sense, it can determine our mood, can transport us back to old other situations. It can determine whether we like somebody or not. Napoleon is said to have written to his wife Josephine, "I'm coming home, don't wash." He seemed to have liked her smell. And in German, if he can't stand somebody, we say, "I can't smell him." Much better to stay away from humans, maybe. Don't know whether you remember an old radio program a lot of years ago, Home Truth, on BBC. There was an item in Home Truth about cat sniffing. Apparently a lot of people take comfort from sniffing their pets. The smell of Mary's perfume must have been similarly impressive. The smell of Mary's perfume must have been similarly impressive as even today it is remembered in the Bible. And with the perfume, we remember Mary herself. The house was filled with fragrance of the perfume. We read in the story of Mary's anointing of Jesus' feet. And thus, from there, this story is smuggled into our own gospel reading today. The short notice at the beginning of the story, I don't know whether you noticed it, is enough to evoke this other story and the smell of Mary's perfume through the centuries. It is the smell of life, and probably even more the smell of love. The Bible does not deal with smells very much, but one place that regularly refers to the olfactory sense is the Song of Songs, just to give you a taste. "How delightful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much more pleasing is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your perfume more than any spice." And it goes on and on and on. We smell love here. And the beauty of life at the beginning of the story of Lazarus, this little reminder, this throwaway remark at the beginning of the story of the death of Lazarus. But love and life is not the direction that the story goes. As you may recall, Lazarus has died, and a different smell, the stench of death, is invoked by Martha, the sister of Mary. "He stinketh," she says, in the classic words of the Authorized Version. This is not just a bad odor. This is to underline the brutal fact of death. Martha is very understanding and not very much unlike us today. We believe in Jesus and what he can do, but resurrection may happen. But resurrection will happen at the end of time. It's not something of this world. "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day," says Martha. Arthur's approach to life and death is a very restrained approach, like the one we've heard in the Old Testament reading. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him. To the one who seeks him, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Quiet waiting is not for Jesus, though. Jesus is not prepared to stop here. He sees all the sadness. He sees the weeping of the people. And all this makes him very cross. For he is not here to succumb to the stench of death. His is the beautiful fragrance of the God of love and life. I am the resurrection and the life, he has just revealed to Martha, and he is here to show the power of God. It makes him really angry to see all the sadness, the crying, the effects of death. Death is not part of God's blueprint of this world. The odor of decay has no part in God's plan. And in an outburst of anger and his own tears, Jesus wept, the shortest verse of the Bible. In an outburst of anger and his own tears, he tackles the tomb and summons Lazarus. Lazarus, come out. This is not a resuscitation, I think. It is proper recreation. Jesus' call to Lazarus is a call into life, and we see God's creative power in action, like at the beginning in the first garden. The Father has shown that Jesus really is the resurrection and the life. Martha's fear is unfounded. He stinketh not. We don't hear anything about smells until the next chapter, when Mary pours her perfume on Jesus, and the house was filled with the perfume's fragrance. Lazarus emerges from the tomb, but he is not yet properly arrived in the land of the living. We read, his hands and feet are wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. As much as this is a miracle to behold that he comes out, it is also a commission to us, a commission to get involved. Jesus says, take off the grave cloths and let him go. Lazarus cannot yet help himself. He is entangled in bandages and grave cloths. Jesus calls us to take off the grave cloths and all those things that keep him from becoming a free person in this world again. The church fathers have seen that bandages are signs of all our ties to this world, to our earthly entanglement with sin. Our desires keep us in bondage to the realm of death. To be truly free, as God intended us, we need to be freed from all those ties, cloths, and strips of linen. After the initial call to life by Jesus, it is our job to help others to leave their grave cloths close behind. Those bandages, strips, and cloths don't belong anywhere near the beautiful fragrance of love and life. Mary made a start when she poured her perfume over Jesus. We are to carry it into the world, to those who are suffering, to those who are dying, to the poor, to those who have never heard of Jesus. We are to bring them this perfume, this beautiful fragrance. Because the beautiful smell goes on through the ages, as Paul reminds his congregation in Corinth in his second letter, where he writes, thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one a fragrance from death to death, and to the other a fragrance from life to life. Amen.